Parker, we saw you get your starting, I guess not starting job back, but get your chance to return punts again against Colorado. How'd that feel to get back out there?
Yeah, it was awesome to be back out there. Felt good. Haven't done it in a couple weeks, but I was excited to be back out there when K-Pop called my number. I know I had to do something. I didn't get the longest return. They pinned me on the sideline, but I got what I could, and I'm looking forward to the rest of the season.
Also wanted to ask you, a little bit of a slow start in that game for the team. You guys responded, obviously, you were able to get the win. Give us your overall reaction to just how things played out at Colorado.
Yeah, I mean, it just shows how resilient our team is on both sides of the ball. They came out, it was 14-0 before we could even blink, and the defense stepped up big time, stopping them in the second quarter to let us come back. And then from then on, we were just rolling. The offense was rolling, moving the ball down the field. The defense was stuffing them, getting huge sacks. And special teams was making big plays with Sam pinning them deep in their own end zone. And it's been good to see the team come together in those tough wins. I mean, we haven't really had adversity, and I think that was our first taste of adversity, and we handled it well.
Next question from Brandon Burney.
Regarding the course of your season, you sat out a good portion of fall practice, I think, with some minor injuries and breaking in a new quarterback. And it seems like you've started to hit your stride. Do you feel that? And how tough has it been maybe for you just to maybe get up to speed with everything going on with your injury situation and breaking in a new quarterback?
Yeah, no, obviously I was frustrated because it happened the first day of fall camp and I wasn't able to practice all of fall camp. I started practicing first game week, I guess, game prep, and I didn't feel like myself for those first 2 weeks, and having that bye after that second week was huge for me and getting that confidence back. And then the ECU game, I felt like being myself again, and then the Colorado game, I felt like I was back to full stride again.
Next question from Jay Drew.
Yeah, Parker, curious to find out your take on why the Cougars play so well at night. I think you're 31 of your last 35 wins in night games.
Yeah.
What's your theory on why you guys are so good at night?
I mean, I don't know. They play us that time, I mean, every single week, so we just got to be ready for it, and I think we love it. Our sports scientists and everyone, they do a great job of getting us prepared, waking us up, telling us when to take naps, eating, getting food in us at the right time. And I mean, I think we just come out and under the lights we like to shine, so it's been fun.
And then what's your favorite Bear Backmeyer story? Chase gave us some good ones the other night after the game about going for milkshakes and
yeah,
the guitar. What do you think of when I bring up his name?
I would say playing Clash Royale with Bear. I mean, the whole team plays Clash, but I mean, playing with Bear, it's funny. He says he's the best player on the team, and he's confident. He's cocky. He's also super funny in the huddles. In the huddles before, like, the possession, he'll say something just witty, and it's funny to hear him. Like, he's just out there having a good time. But, yeah, having Bear back there, it's been awesome.
Next question from Jay Catch.
Yeah, Parker, looking ahead to Friday, it's one less day to prepare. Does that affect anything for you guys, just having the Friday game versus the Saturday matchup?
I mean, not really. We played late Friday night. It's basically like playing a Saturday morning game, honestly. So we're going to attack the week like we normally will. And it'll be nice to have a longer week going into next week. But I think, yeah, it's going to be a fun week this week.
You're obviously playing a multifaceted role as a slot receiver. We've seen you throw the ball, run the ball, do all the different things you do in this offense. Is it a role that you enjoy embracing, the way they utilize you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, my first 3 years here, I was known as the gadget guy, right? I only threw the passes and came in on certain plays. But being able to start and just play the whole game and get receptions and be more of a receiver has been fun, and then also sprinkling in the throws and the reverses and stuff like that. But it's been really fun to really expand my role as a receiver, and it's going to be fun to keep going forward.
Next question from Mitch Harper.
Parker, you brought up the gadget plays. It seemed like Colorado was pretty dialed into those. Do you feel like what's maybe been the root cause of some of those specials for you guys this year, maybe not as having as much success as years past?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think they're more prepared for it now. I guess they've seen it more. We've thrown a lot of them. And it comes down to execution. There's little things that I could have done better that would have helped set the play up better. But, yeah, I think last year when we threw that one to Tava, they were expecting some sort of trick play coming. And I think every team does when they see me out there. So we're just going to have to dial up something that's going to be unexpected.
And I also wanted to ask you, this program's won 15 of its last 17 games, and the names change in a lot of different spots in given weeks sometimes, but you guys find ways to win games no matter what the circumstances are. What do you kind of attribute this winning success that BYU is experiencing dating back to last year?
Yeah, I would just say our culture of humble and hungry no matter what. We have guys who don't get to see the field as much, but they're ready to step up at any given time, and I think that's what really sets us apart. We have guys, like, if someone goes down, the next guy's up, and you don't really see a difference. And I think that's just a testament to who we are as a team, who we are as a like, individuals, and everyone just wants to play, and they're working as hard as they can to get on the field.